I would like to just give some conclusionary remarks and observations that I would like to share with our listeners of Radio Islam. And I would caption this as, no one is innocent. We live in an era, in the time, where innocence is not the garb of any individual. No one in our time is innocent. This was the attribute and the qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So whether you're a Mawlana or not, whether you're a Sheikh or not, Ustad or not an Ustad, senior or not, yes, respect is a totally different thing. We are not talking about respecting our learned ulama, our sheikh, our asatiza, our senior, or any individual. We are religiously bound to show respect to every individual, Muslim, and more so to our scholars and our ulama. Respect and honor is the prerogative of everyone. But as far as innocence is concerned, we need to draw a distinction between innocence and respect. And therefore, I repeat, no one is innocent. We live in an era where innocence cannot be the garb of any individual. And it's interesting how this concept of innocence fares when it collides with hard reality. We all have guilt for something. None of us are innocent. Something could be big or it could be very small. But that is the funny thing about not innocent. Its size does not matter. Normal laws of space and weight do not apply to this concept of not innocent. A grain of silver of not innocence can bear the same weight as a mountain weight of not innocence. It is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that preserves ourselves, that preserves our respect, that preserves our honor. And we should all of us, sheikh or no sheikh, maulana or no maulana, senior or no senior, young or not young, small or jumbo, we should all take a moment every day, in fact, and remind ourselves, especially before we jump to judging others. And oh yes, let's not forget our topic, holier than thou. Especially after the last discussion we had, has made me realize the appropriateness of our topic, based on one or two fluffs that we witnessed on social media. We should all take a moment every day, in fact, and remind ourselves, especially before we jump to judging others, none of us are innocent. Not a single one of us is innocent. But most importantly, once you accept no one is innocent. And I address myself first. I am the first addressee. I address this to myself first. But what truly matters is how one chooses to bear that weight of not being innocent. And let's remember, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. And saints are vulnerable and may be judged guilty until they are proven innocent. And that judgment is the sole right of Allah. And saints should be judged guilty until they are proved innocent by themselves. And that judgment is the sole right of Allah. And no one, I repeat, no one is innocent in the tide of history. Everyone has kings and slaves in his past, and everyone has saints and sinners. Once you have matured and experience in life is a beautiful path to gain maturity, you realize silence is more important than proving a point. Experience in life teaches you, and that experience makes you matured. And maturity brings this realization that silence is more important than proving a point. For silence is not hollow. Silence is full of answers. And maturity is when you acknowledge and are able to accept that others may be correct and I may be correct according to our own individual perspectives. Some of the best advice I have been given by an ustad of mine, and very recently, some of the best advice that I have been given: don't take criticism from someone you would not take advice from. Subhanallah. Don't take criticism from someone you would not take advice from. So to all of us, as a community of Radio Islam, and to whomsoever this voice reaches, let us all be in a place in life where peace is priority and negativity should not exist. Let's learn to walk away from arguments that lead to anger. And the more you walk away from things that poisons you, the more happier you will become and the more productive you will come. And this was perhaps among the hallmarks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's success, of just silence and walking away from things that poison you. And the funny thing is, when you don't let people disrespect you, the funny thing is, when you don't let people disrespect you, they start labeling you.